Online Podcast 104Hello, hello. This is John. Oh, every time I say hello, hello, I think of Key imitating me. Hello, hello. Anyway, how are you doing? Happy Monday, everyone. I am down in my studio, as you can probably still hear. I don't know. I can personally still feel that my, I'm not totally, completely recovered from my cold yet. I still have a little bit of drainage, and I have to preserve my voice for this Saturday because I have a concert to sing in. I have to burp. Excuse me. Can you hear that? Oh, bad Chinese food. I had bad Chinese food. Not the ones I made, but bad nonetheless. But what I want to do today is, let me see if I can find some music to go with this. Let's see what I can do here. Okay, I'm going to play a little music as the background music. And I want you to do an exercise for me. This is a special episode. Maybe close your eyes if you can. If you're driving, you don't have to. I just want to put you into a situation, because I think sometimes we, as human beings, sometimes we tend to distance ourselves from other people, especially people with troubles. And so I just want to see if you can actually put yourself into the shoes of other people. And let's just do a little practice now. If you can close your eyes for me, or just focus on a certain thing if you have to drive. just focus, and I want you to imagine yourself at home with your loved ones. It doesn't matter whether it's a man or a woman. It doesn't matter you are gay or lesbian or bisexual or transgendered or straight. It doesn't matter. Just go on doing this exercise. Just focus and think about the person you love, and the soulmate, the person you want to spend in a relationship for a long period, long period of time, permanently, if you will. Somebody that you would spend evenings going to bed with, sharing a blanket, having dinners with, do things with, watching movies or watching TV shows, together, enjoying family time with your cat, with your children, with your dogs. Picture that, and you know, that's of course, you know, obviously it's a sweet memory. I mean, sweet feeling. It's a sweet environment that you're in, and all of a sudden, all of that is being taken away. All your loved ones have to leave you. That one person, I'm just talking about that one person. Your companion, your lover, your partner has to leave you because he or she, your partner, is no longer able to live in this country, the United States of America, legally. And they have to leave the country. That's it, period. You cannot do anything about it, or you don't know what to do about it, and that's it. Period. What would you do? Can you be compassionate that way? Or have you even thought about this topic or thought about this issue? If not, now it's a good time to think about it. It has to, today I'm going to share my personal experience and also pointing back to several episodes, about 20 episodes ago, I talked to a friend of mine, Phil, and he shared his experience with us with his current situation, which is that he has to leave the country or go back to school one more time in order to stay here with his partner of several years. I think at least seven years maybe. So it is a topic, it's an issue that we don't think about, I myself included. And I'll tell you my story first. I came here to study. I went to school here in the United States. And then after that, I was offered a job, which I took the offer. And I was so very lucky to be able to find a boss who believes in me and who's willing to spend the money and the time and the hassle of getting me a green card, a permanent green card, meaning the permanent residency status here in the United States of America. So I don't have to be depending on my partner to give me the right or the getting me a visa to stay in this country. And it is oftentimes, and you know I became complacent. You know, it's not my problem anymore now that I've got my green card, and I kind of steered away from those issues, but every once in a while it reminded me, and that happened last week when I received an email from Phil telling me that a friend of his had to leave the country because his partner's visa expires and his partner has to leave the country. I mean, Phil's friend's partner has to leave the country. So because his visa expired, and his partner of 5 years wrote Phil that a letter and saying that, you know, he has to go. He's gone. Yesterday he left. So can you imagine being a loving couple for 5 years and all of a sudden once your visa is up and you're done? I just cannot imagine how strong you have to be, and how awful it is to tear apart two lovers because of a different nationality. And there are things that we can do. You think that in this advanced, progressed world, we would not have such problem. And of course, if you are an American citizen, if you have a partner, and if a partner is not of a different nationality, and even Canadian can be a problem, but there are better options if one of you is a Canadian and the other one is American, you can move away from this country and go live in Canada, because Canada's immigration law recognizes even if you don't get married legally, you can still, under the common law couple, get a eligible to apply for your partner a visa to stay in this country. You can even apply for a citizenship for them. And it's very funny and almost embarrassing to a lot of people. I'm sure if I ask this question to all my Malaysian friends who are currently in Malaysia, say, Do you think when in America, do you think that my partner can actually apply for a visa for me to stay in the country? I'm sure they would say, most of them would say yes, because that's what we in Malaysian back home would picture the United States to be, is a progressive and very advanced country. I need to cough. Oh, excuse me. And it, you know, it's a very, very touchy subject, and it is something that you don't think about again. And I just want to make use of podcasting. I have several hundred listeners. On a good day, I have more than 250 listeners, and I think this is going to do something, hopefully. At least get you to be aware of this issue, be aware of this problem that we're facing. And who else is going to talk about this issue if I personally myself have gone through years of worries and years of uncertainty? This is what I have to experience. When I applied for my green card, I did not apply for my green card right after I graduated. First, I started working with my student visa. And then while I was with this company, if you're lucky, the company would apply for you something called H-1B. H-1B is a working visa. It's professional working visa, where you need to prove that you are highly skilled in that particular field, and then you can apply for that visa, provided if you're granted for that visa. Or granted that visa. So if you get that visa, which I did, so in the first year, I actually found the job just several months before I found my partner, Bruce. He found me. Well, I found him. I don't know. We sort of found each other. And so we met, and of course, you know, we were dating at that time. So 1 year passed, and we were, you know, definitely are serious at that point. And that was the time that I was just about to apply for my H-1B visa. Now, I can only imagine, maybe I should one day have him talk to you about how he felt having to fall in love, having to live with somebody who has a not so permanent visa status in this country. When you're working on H-1B, if the company goes out of business, you're out. You either have to find a different job with another employer who's willing to apply and sponsor you to apply for your H-1B visa, or you're out of this country. So you get to use your H-1B visa if the company doesn't go out of business for 3 years. And then after that, you get to reapply for another H-1B visa extension for another 3 more years. And then after that, you have to leave the country for at least 1 year before you can reapply for any H-1B visa. So you have to pretty much start your green card application right when you got your H-1B. And I know this is getting probably too technical, but what I want to let you know is how painful it could be. I want to know, and I'm really, really still don't know. I definitely want to have Bruce talk to you about this, or have some of my listeners talk to you about this, is what were they thinking in their head when they know that that is a possibility? There is a possibility that I'm going to have to leave the country. What would he have to do? Does he dump everything that he has developed here, he has earned here? Or does he stay here, continue with his life, and let the love go? Now that I'm talking about this, I do know, and I do want to talk about this, and I don't know if you're still listening. I know that I was talking to one of my listeners, who actually has a partner in Malaysia. And he has this great stories that he wrote an email, maybe a couple of emails to me, and I wanted to have him talk to me on the show. And I think that now is probably a good time. So if you're, I'm gonna go back into my Google Mail and look for that email. But if you are willing, please let me know. You know, send me an email again, and we'll figure out a time, because I really do want to know how hard it was, because he actually had to leave. You know, he has to leave the country because he cannot stay there anymore. And of course, we're talking about Malaysia, and it's even worse. Now, there's a place that you can go. This is for, this is not for Malaysians. This is for people living in the United States who want to do something. You can donate money. I'm going to do a personal thing for me. Whatever I, you know, I started a business called podcastersunite.com. And every podcast that you, every shirt that you purchase, we sell podcast themed t-shirt. If you purchase a t-shirt, you would get the opportunity to put in your choice of podcast that you want me to donate to. I have talked to people about that, and I know Madge Weinstein told me to donate the money to Democracy Now, which I have done several times already, and I will keep on doing that. And I think Archer said that, you know, if anybody's, you know, bought a t-shirt putting there, his website, Archer Radio, I think, Archer, since you're so kind to give the money, a dollar donation back to me, I think anything that doesn't, any money that does not have, any money that does not have a website to, that they didn't write down a website to point to, instead of me keeping that dollar, and also from Archer Radio, I will point that dollar to a fund that I will donate to immigration equality. I think it is the right thing to do for me, especially because I have lived through that, and I was one of the very few lucky ones who got through it without having to go through really depending on my partner to be able to live in this country. So I want you to go to immigrationequality.org. I want you to go there and just to see, read stories, and find out about information that you might get from there. There are several issues. There's issue about binational couples. Me, for instance, I am not American. I am Malaysian and by nationality. And I also, I'm a partner is American. So that's binational couples. There is also asylum issues that you can look at. When can you seek asylum? I actually do have a close personal friend who seeked asylum based on sexual orientation because of how at that time when he applied for it, it was that time where the Anwar Ibrahim, the deputy prime minister who was sent to the jail during the court case. My friend also at that time applied for asylum and was granted asylum status here because there's prosecution if you are homosexual. When you go home, if you're gay, you will get prosecuted. And that's why I want to talk to you. I also am in touch with a few people wanting to talk about how do you live your life being a gay person back home in Malaysia too, and that's coming up also. And so you can go there and read about issues for transgender, people with immigration, HIV issues. You know, what do you have to do if you are HIV positive? And also detention, if you happen to be, detention would be kind of like a person under custody of the Immigration and Custom Enforcement. So that's called an immigration detention. And there are several issues there. And also to learn about the organization itself, Immigration Equality, that you can also find chapters in your local community. I know this is the actual group is actually in New York. There's a chapter in San Francisco as well. I think now there's probably only four or five chapters. Now I do have besides me myself having to live through that, and of course, you know, it's not just the issue of whether or not you can stay here. It's also the whole physical, the whole mental, psychological pressure that you have to get every single time I file a paperwork for my visa application. Of course, I don't have to deal with that right now. Oh, goodness. Before I got my green card status, my permanent residency, I have to fill out all these forms all the time, constantly renewing form. Every time I travel, I have to write a letter proving from my boss saying that I actually have a job here so that I am guaranteed, or not guaranteed, so that I actually, if they question me of my status here in the United States, I actually have proof from an employer saying that I am actually legally hired here. So I have to do all that every time I have to leave the country. So it was such a hassle, and that's why I didn't even go home to Malaysia for so long, is because I didn't want to go through all that. And every time you come back into the country, you get scrutinized. You were asked, first, they would assume that you want to stay here permanently, and they would not want to ask you why, and you'd have to show them proof of where you were hired, blah, 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 all those things. It's very, very cumbersome and very, very intimidating. So I hope that you can actually learn about this. If this is your first time even thinking about this, it would be a great a deal for me, because I know that when we spoke to Tigger talked to me about how certain, you know, how he wasn't aware or he's not as concerned or not as forefront with the issue of a binational couple. And now is a good time for you, if this is a first time listening to this sort of issue, because sometimes you don't think about it. And that's why I wanted to bring you into this journey of mine to live, or to put yourself into the shoes of people having to live in two places because the immigration law in the United States do not recognize same-sex couple. And we are not even talking about gay marriage here. And we know realistically gay marriage, we will fight for it. We will fight for equality. We'll fight for, you know, the right to get married and all that. But in the meantime, and we all realistically know when that's going to come, right? It's not going to come next year. It's not going to come soon. It's not going to come, maybe, I don't even see it coming in the, I don't know, maybe in the next 10 years, maybe. But in the meantime, there are couples. There are thousands of couples that are being torn apart because of binationality situation. Because one couple is of a different nationality, and they don't get to stay here. And there's nothing an American spouse, or if you don't get married, you're the American partner of that relationship, will not be able to do anything much, really, legally not able to do anything. And we need to change that. And there is right now, on the website, there is, if you go to immigrationequality.org, there is an act is right now called the Uniting American Families Act. It is it's formerly known as PPIA, which is Permanent Partners Immigration Act. Now it's known as the Uniting American Families Act. Was reintroduced into the House of Representatives and the Senate on June 21st, 2005. And I would just like to, when that issue comes up, I would like you to, do something. You have the rights, especially Americans, you have the rights, you have the power. And for a couple, a binational couple, the couple who's not a non-American, we are really helpless there. We cannot do anything, because we do not vote, so we do not put people the right. We cannot choose who to represent us, because we're not a citizen. And so we would have to rely on you, who has the power to vote and who has the power using your voice like Madge Weinstein. I hope that Madge would talk about this topic and this issue up on his coming shows about immigration equality issue, immigration inequality, really, for us right now. So I want you to use your voice. I want you to use the power of your voice, power of podcasting, to go out and talk to people. Like what I'm doing right now is I'm just telling you about this issue that you might not have known, or you might know. For me, for instance, I have been there myself. Now that I've gotten my green card, it kind of was stuck in the back of my head now. I don't think about it until a friend of mine emailing me and saying that so-and-so has to leave because the visa expires. And that hits home right when that comes in, and that happened last week. And so that made me want to talk about this issue to you. And hopefully that would bring some awareness at least to and, you know, people. When that bill comes up, or when that ACTA, it's not a bill yet, UAFA, the Uniting American Families Act, comes up, you know what that is. You know exactly who you're helping. You can think of me. You can think of the friend of mine, Phil. You can think of Phil's friend who already left the country because he cannot live here. So it is very sad when you have to see, and I hope the exercise that we did in front, the whole putting yourself into other people's shoe can really make you feel, you know, I hope at the very least as a split second you feel that pain, you feel that awful feeling of having to be torn apart because your partner is no longer legally able to stay in this country. And I'm sure there are a lot of illegal people staying here because of their loved ones. And if you are in that situation, also, you can also go to immigrationequality.org. There are attorneys there that might be able to help you. There are a lot of information there, and that's the main thing for the website, is to gain information. Go to immigrationequality.org and click on the issues and read about your specific issue, and hook up, contact them if you have any questions. And if you have the money, donate to them so that they can actually provide pro bono services to people who are seeking asylum, who are in the situation where they cannot afford to pay an attorney or an immigration lawyer to do that. So I hope the big voices out there would talk about this. I'm going to send a personal message to Wanda Wisdom because she has such a huge audience, and I think it's the power of podcasting is something that we don't want to just misuse or let go of, because it's such a strong, powerful tool. And if it is not because of podcasting, my voice today cannot be heard by over 100 people, over 200 people maybe. I want you to help me spread the word. If you have a podcast, I want you to talk about that. Point them to my show. Point them to Q Potter. I post a forum on there, a topic on the forum in QPotter.com. Go over to QPotter.com and actually read about that. And I want you to tell your friends about it. If you don't have a podcast, have them listen to my show and have them listen to other people's show. And of course, you know, my show is not always only about this, but it is definitely part of me that I would like to bring out to you. So please send this message out if you have a podcast. Talk about this. At least let your audience know that there are people like me, there are people like my friend, there are people like many of my friends. In fact, I have a personal friend. One of them is from Mexico. He has to leave the country because, we get to know all of us, four of us get to know each other at about the same time, and we were at that time just started dating. So they were probably, when he had to leave the country, they were probably together for 6 years. 6 or 5 years at least. He left the country for 1 year and came back. I don't really know what his situation is. It is a touchy issue, and I don't always just want to, you know, dig myself into other people's business. But it is just so, ugh, it hurts me. Every time it hurts me, every time I see a couple having to, because I think of myself. I think that's when it comes to, you know, putting yourself in other people's shoes, and it's more effective if the shoes that you're putting on is actually your own. I don't know if I'm making any sense, but it oh gosh. If I have to leave Bruce because my visa expires right now, I don't know what I'd have to do. I have to pack him with me too. I have to pack him up and have him go with me. If you're lucky, you can find situation like that, but sometimes you cannot, because you still have a life, and you know, he has everything that he established here. He cannot just leave. So it's, he probably will, but but of course, I want you to talk about this to your friends, and I hopefully my pain, and every time I hear stories like that, it really, really hurts me. And so I want you to be able to talk to your listeners about this. Just go to immigrationequality.org. Know that there are a group of people, a group of us, and not a small group too, you know. Many thousands of couples are in trouble because of our immigration law doesn't cover, does not recognize same-sex common law couple, or do not recognize same-sex partnership. And therefore, it's not covered. It's not part of our immigration law that they can do anything. So please help us make that a reality, that we can actually have same-sex partner sponsoring their partner, their lover, the one they love, to be able to stay in this country as a couple, not having to, you know, tear each other apart because of you know, sad situation like this, that they have to leave the country.
Oh goodness,
I'm not crying. I was, you know, got a little choked up there, but I'm not crying right now. I still have cold inside of me. I'm still a little low. I'm still draining a lot of phlegm. So on that heavy note, I just want to urge you, please go out there and check out immigrationequality.org and spread the word. Just let people know about that, so that they know when that act comes up to them, Uniting American Families Act, they know who they're helping. Thank you very much. Please go to my website, onlinepodcast.com, or write me online at gmail.com if you're interested to find out more information about this. So if you have a story that you want to contribute to our show, specifically regarding this particular issue of, the binational couple issues when it comes to immigration, or any other issues that's related to immigration, let me know, online@gmail.com, or you can also call me at my comment line, 206-888-JOHN. Thank you very much, and even with all our struggles, we'll strive to smile. Thank you for listening, and definitely thank you for subscribing. Bye-bye. Stay subscribed.